impressions.
Okay, sugar pants, I'll find somebody else to entertain. Hi, big guy.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, want to hear my impression of a chicken yodeling?
No.
Buck, 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 darling.
I'm warning you, Steve. I'm in no mood for this.
Well, que pasa, hombre grande?
Eddie is an hour past his curfew, and it's a school night.
Oh, well, I don't blame you for being perturbed. Why, my father always says curfews are like prostate exams. Unpleasant, but necessary.
Do you have a curfew?
Oh, my, yes. Why, my curfew is written in stone and strictly enforced by both of my parents. Oh, good. It's midnight. I'm allowed to go home now.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Come on, Eddie, I'm hungry. Give me a sandwich.
No, Waldo, I can't.
Hey, wait a minute. Why are we whispering?
I'm late. Don't you have a curfew?
Nah, I'm lucky. My parents don't care about me.
What about you, Waldo? You got a curfew?
No.
But I had a hamster once.
Edward!
Hi, Dad. Sorry we woke you. We've been hanging out down here since 10:58.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we weren't. We just got here.
Thank you, Waldo.
No problem, Bob.
You're in big trouble, mister. Major trouble.
Excuse me, but in Edward's defense, Mr. Winslow, it's my fault that he violated his curfew.
Oh?
See, he completely lost track of time watching me moon meter maids.
Say goodnight to your little friends, Edward. I'll be over on the couch making out your will.
Good night, Dad.
Wrong. Edward, son. Your curfew is 11 o'clock. Not 11:30, not 11:45, and certainly not 12:22.
Oh, come on, Dad. I'm a senior in high school, and 11 o'clock curfew is ridiculous.
Well, maybe you're right. Let's say we change it to 10:30.
Come on, Dad. I gotta have a social life.
Social life? You call mooning meter maids a social life?
I didn't do that. I would never do a thing like that. I just find it hilarious watching other people do it.
Well, Edward, it is completely inappropriate behavior, and I don't want you associated with it in any way. Now go to your room, young man.
You treat me like a little kid, Dad, and you embarrass me in front of my friends.
Oh, well, pardon me. I'm sorry that I embarrassed you in front of a guy named Weasel. A guy who flashes his fanny at feminine law enforcement officers.
Guys, guys, the whole neighborhood can hear you. What's going on?
Your son is grounded. That's what's going on.
What?
You heard me. You are grounded for 1 month, Edward.
A month? Just for being late?
That and your snotty attitude.
Mom, say something.
I want both of you to just calm down.
Oh, sure. Take his side.
Edward, you messed up. And you're going to have to suffer the consequences.
Oh, man, all you ever do is nag me, criticize me, and put me down. Well, I'm sick and tired of it, Dad, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Oh, yes, you are. You may not like it, but you're going to have to take it.
Oh, no, I don't.
Excuse me?
I'm moving out.
Edward, you don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Edward, you are not going anywhere.
Oh, yes, I am. I can't wait to get out of this prison.
Are you still upset with your father?
Yes, Grandma.
I mean, he's just being totally unreasonable. I can't wait to find my own apartment.
Now, Eddie, I know you're frustrated, but this is your father's house, and he's got a lot of rules and regulations. But there's one thing you've got to admit.
What's that?
You can't beat the rent.
She's right, you know. You can't find a studio apartment for under $400 a month. One bedroom start at 5 1/4.
How come you know so much about apartment prices?
I think about getting my own place every time Steve drops by.
I absolutely had it!
Well, what's the matter?
My father has forbidden me from doing any further scientific experiments. Why, that's like telling the fat boys to skip the second helpings.
Just calm down and tell us what happened.
Well, I was working on a project I hoped to sell to the military. High explosives cleverly disguised to look like food.
Sounds like a winner.
Oh, it is. Why, you could wipe out a platoon with a single meatloaf. Anywho, I stored some egg grenades in the fridge. Dad went to make himself an omelet and blew himself into the garage.
And he got upset over a little thing like that?
Can you believe it? Well, he says my inventing days are over. Well, Stephen Q. Urkel won't stand for it.
So what are you gonna do?
I'm getting a place of my own. We'll see how cocky he is when he stops getting my rent check every month. From now on, this puppy's gonna be a lone wolf. Yeah, a lone wolf. Ow!
Steve, bud, pal.
Why are you kissing up to me, Yetto?
Well, it just so happens I've also been thinking of leaving the nest.
You mean we could be roomies?
Why not? If we combine our cash, we could get a really fresh pad.
Oh, gosh, Shadow, I can only afford about $300 a month.
Oh, no problem. I mean, we'll just look for something in the 310 to 320 range.
Hasn't been rented for quite some time. We've been waiting for just the right tenants to come along.
Oh, I see.
You guys are perfect. Sign here?
Sure.
Hold it, hold it. Perhaps we should see the apartment first.
Well, I guess we could do it that way. Here we go. So, nice, huh? $325 a month. I need first month, last month, and a security deposit.
We only have enough for first month.
Deal. Sign here.
Not so fast. I assume if anything goes wrong with the apartment, you will handle the situation personally.
No way. I got a guy with a pot belly and a lot of tools who takes care of that stuff for me. I live way out in the suburbs in a really nice house.
Hey, Steve, look. Bunk beds.
Yeah. Sign here.
Hold it, Eddo. Are you sure about this?
Oh, come on, Steve. We've looked all day, and this is the only place we can afford where the cockroaches don't outnumber the tenants.
Well, I guess it'll do. Here you go. And here's your money. Right?
Yes!
Well, color me curious, Eddo, but why is such a nice, inexpensive apartment vacant? Train may be a clue.
All right, 264 my shirt,
Too sexy for my too sexy for my friend. On the catwalk. On the catwalk, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Yo, Ronnie.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
I just made scientific history, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I've done some genetic engineering and developed a single-cell organism with high intelligence. Take a gander. Startling, isn't it?
Steve, don't let them escape.
Yeah, you're right. Can you imagine those babies crawling around in your lunch meat?
Oh.
Environmental furniture. You're looking at a chair upholstered with sod.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know what I like to call it? A lawn chair.
Hey, this is kind of comfortable.
You might want to get up. I just dusted for slugs. So, did you leave the grocery down in the car?
Groceries?
Well, yeah, Edo. I gave you a shopping list. You promised you'd stop at the store.
Oh, I know, Steve. I ran into Cheryl Hudson. I took her to dinner and a movie.
So you squandered our money on a hottie?
Well, I wouldn't say squandered. It was more of an investment.
Yeah, an investment in our hunger. You know, I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day.
Steve, will you stop whining? Here, have some celery.
No!
What was that?
I told you I was doing important work with explosive vegetables. You just wasted a perfectly good celery bomb.
Look, Steve. I don't want to get into an argument with you, all right? It's late. Let's get some rest, okay?
Okay.
Good night, baby.
Good night, baby. Now there's a real woman.
Dental breath. You see, I have a slight overbite.
Uh-huh.
Please don't tease me or make sarcastic comments. I'm very sensitive.
Oh. Far be it from me to mock anyone with a medical affliction.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, but one thing, though.
What fact?
Well, we'd get much better reception if you sat on the TV.
Get that lead, mister.
Who the heck would visit us?
It's me.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, big guy. Long time no see.
Hello, Edward.
Father?
Well, come on in. Come on in. So, what are you doing in our neck of the woods?
Well, I was working the night shift. And... nice little place you got here.
It's not that little. And it's a great place. Real close to the L train.
I see what you mean. Here, Edward. Your mother baked you a cake and she asked me to bring it to you.
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. I had a big dinner.
Steve, give me a bit of cake. Steve, give me the... So, how are you and the pastry king getting along?
Great. Just great. I should have moved when I was 10.
Oh, I see.
So how's Mom?
Your mother is fine. Just fine. Look, Ed... what is this?
It's our new lawn chair.
Well, it needs watering.
So what's new?
Well, what's new? I bought myself a snowblower.
That figures. I begged you for years to buy a snowblower.
I didn't have to. I had you. Look, Edward, next Wednesday is Judy's birthday. And we're going to have a little party at the house for her, and Judy and the rest of the family would like to see you there.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, it's your decision.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so long.
So long.
Wait a second, Carl. Eddie Winslow, you're my best friend, and I've always looked up to you. But right now, you're acting like a horse's patoot.
What?
That man is your father. The same blood that courses through his veins flows through yours.
Oh, I know.
Do you think he came all the way over here to bring you a dry, inedible cake? I think not. Am I right, Carl?
Well,
he was offering you an olive branch in his own awkward, portly way. Listen, you Winslows are proud, proud men. But right now, it's your pride that's keeping you apart.
Hey, he started it.
Hey, I am not the one who waltzed into the house an hour and a half late.
Now, hold it. There you go again. Eddie?
What?
Do you love your father?
Oh, Steve, come on. I don't have to...
Just answer the question. Do you love this man?
Yeah.
Carl, tell your son how you feel.
Well, I miss him.
Don't tell me. He's right there.
Edward, I miss you.
Well, I miss you too, Dad.
Son, the house just hasn't been the same without you. You know, last night I woke up in the middle of the night and I went into your room. I got kind of misty-eyed.
You miss me that much?
That and I got a whiff of one of your dirty gym socks. Son, I'm sorry that I yelled at you.
No, Dad, it was my fault. I shouldn't have come home late.
Edward, I love you with all of my heart.
I love you too, Dad.
Oh.
It's entirely up to you. But I would like it very much if you came home tomorrow.
Nah, I don't think so, Dad.
Well, suit yourself. It's you.
Can I come home tonight?
You got it.
To a new low. You begged me to come over here and help you move your stuff out of this place. But you really brought me here just to get a kiss.
Well, that's true, sweetums, but don't you think you're overreacting just a tad?
Well, no.
Family Matters is a Miller Boyette production, in association with Lorimar Television, and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.